The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a problem, and it involves drinking wine. I am not an alcoholic.
I was going to say, I have a phone number for you.
But, okay, so I shared a couple weeks ago, that we had gone up, went wine tasting for my birthday, and maybe indulged in the wine too much, and we ended up joining a wine club. Part of joining the wine club was they sign you up for these expensive wines, which in the moment, we were like, yeah, we'll take four bottles. So we have four bottles of these, I mean, semi-expensive. They're not like breaking the bank bottles of wine. But now because it's more than my $6 bottle of wine I usually get at Costco, I'm afraid to drink it.
I get that. I've got some expensive bottles of alcohol and they just sit there because I don't know when to drink them. I like looking at it. I like knowing I have it, but I'm like, when is the right time to actually open this and drink it? Because as soon as you drink it, you know it's going to be gone in, what, an hour?
Well, and so Art and I were like, well, we'll wait for a special occasion, you know, like maybe with the Christmas vacation we're going to be taking, we'll have a night where we sit down, we have a bottle of wine or something like that. We got invited to a party, and Art's like, do you want to take one of the bottles of wine?
It's no.
An adult party. And I was like, do we want to take our expensive wine, or should I just take my regular wine that I normally drink? Like, I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I spent more than I normally would, so now I'm scared to drink it.
This is a common thing. I don't think it just applies to, like, alcohol. I know I have a bottle of, like, Dom Perignon, which is very expensive that I've had for, like, 2 years because I can't bring myself to drink it. But other items as well. Really expensive prized possessions. Sometimes you're too scared to drink, eat, wear, whatever it is. I think with you and your wine, I think the right time will just happen naturally.
Right.
Something will unexpectedly happen that, you know, you can rejoice about, and you'll go, oh, now's the time, just me and you, let's open it and drink.
Do you have something like this that you spent too much money and now you're scared to use it?
Yeah, a pair of shoes.
A pair of shoes. Okay, how much did you spend on these pairs of shoes?
I don't want to say.
But Come on, for the sake of the story, how expensive?
Like $700.
You spent $700 on shoes?
A long time ago.
Okay.
And I've worn them once.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm completely terrified to wear them. So they just sit around, and occasionally I'll bring them out of the box and I'll just look at them. I'll just stare at them and say, I have these. But no, I'll never wear them. I'll just never wear them. It defeats the purpose. I know, but I just don't know what to do. I'm terrified.
No, it defeats the purpose of you buying shoes and not wearing them.
Exactly. It defeats the purpose.
Okay, so we'll drink my bottle of wine and then maybe you'll have the courage to wear your shoes.
Yeah, should we have like a party?
What is it that you have that you spent more money than you would like, and so now you're scared to use it?
I swear everyone's got one of these. 888-431-3764. Let us know Kelly and I are not alone. Text or give us a call. We all have that purchase we spent too much money on, and as a result, we're afraid to use it. For Kelly, it's an expensive bottle of wine she bought while she was drinking at a winery.
Yeah, I'm like, when's the right time to drink it? Do we just take it to a party and enjoy it, or is this going to be like a sit-down, wait-for-a-special-occasion?
I think the latter, sit down and wait. Mine's a pair of shoes that just stays in the box and I look at occasionally because I'm too scared it will get dirty with the ridiculous amount of money I spent on it. The 951 here says, my husband brought me a $2,000 Louis Vuitton purse that I love with all my heart, but I can't bring myself to use it. I'm afraid it will get dirty, and this was 2 years ago for my 25th anniversary. I still look at it in the box sometimes.
Tito and Rubido, what is it that you bought that's really expensive but you're scared to use?
I have a $600 bottle of tequila.
Ooh.
Whoa.
This stuff is phenomenal. I mean, you can sip it, taste it, and it's wonderful. So when people come over, they grab the bottle, and I give them one of my lesser brands, unless they're deserving of it. Then I'll pop the top.
$600 bottle of tequila, I would have that in a liquor cabinet that has a lock on it.
So would I.
I now hide it under the cabinet now because I don't want people grabbing it. So I put the two-buck chuck up on top now. Yeah, get what you want.
How much do you have left?
This is my third bottle. And this bottle right here, I probably have three-quarter full still. So if you guys want to come over and take a drink, I'll break it open for you guys.
That's what I was getting at.
Tito, let's break into that tequila. Let's do it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I mean, it's like tasting wine or high-end brandy. It's phenomenal.
Okay, this might result in a really bad hangover, but Tito, you break open the tequila, I'll bring my wine. We'll just make sure we have the next day off.
And make sure I'm invited to that, please. I love this story by the 909. I had a bottle of 15-year-old scotch that cost me over $100 that I had for a while. I didn't know when would be the right time to open it. Last year, a fellow veteran friend of mine passed away, so myself and other veterans got together, poured us some glasses, and toasted to our fallen brother. It was definitely the right time and well worth it.
Oh, I do love that story. That is great. Do you have something that you spent a lot of money on, but you're still scared to use it? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. Too expensive to use. Is that a thing? Because I recently joined a wine club. That was a little wasty face decision that I made.
Wasty face.
And now that we have these bottles of wine, they're more than I would normally spend on a bottle of wine. I'm scared to actually drink them.
I think this is a normal thing. I have two things. A bottle of Dom Perignon, which I've had for like 2 years, and an expensive pair of shoes that just sit in the box and I just look at occasionally because I can't bring myself to use them after what I paid for them.
Well, even like this year, my husband bought a new truck and we went on our trip to San Francisco and he's like, I don't know if I want to put the miles on my new truck. And I was like, for what we're paying a month, we're putting the miles on that thing, okay?
Drive that. The 909 says, a signed Luke Bryan guitar.
I kind of get that one, though, because that is like a collector's item. I don't know if I would be jamming in the garage after a couple beers with a Luke Bryan signed guitar.
No, that belongs on the wall, and it'll be worth a lot more later on.
951 says, I bought a Super Bowl jacket. It's my Rams Super Bowl jacket. It cost me over $200. I've worn it 2 times in 2 years. Again, it's like, yeah, it's really cool. Is it a collector's item or is it something you're just going to rock and be like, hey, if it gets dirty, it gets dirty.
Yeah, a collector's item might belong on a mantelpiece rather than on your body.
True. Keith and Marietta, for you, what is it that was too expensive that you're scared to use?
Well, you know, with me, it's wine just like you. I have like a few $100 bottles that I don't know when to open. I took like 5 bottles to Thanksgiving back east and drank them all on Thanksgiving, so that was quite an expensive Thanksgiving, but it was well worth it. It was with family.
See, and I think that's what I need to do. I need to find that right occasion where it's like, hey, let's celebrate. Get out the expensive bottle of wine.
Yeah, but make a few rules, too. Can't be shared by anyone but you and your husband. It has to just be you two.
I'm not worried about that.
No, I'll share.
No, why? I'm not selfish.
Because you get one glass.
No, because if it's an occasion where it should be something celebrated, then pop the top and have a good time.
No, I disagree.
But knowing me, it'll probably stay on the shelf somewhere. So for Keith and myself and anybody else who has those expensive bottles of wine, David Lee Murphy, dust on the bottle.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.